Portions of the following K commentary were written in 2006 and appear in her book. Here is Kay's Whirling.
When I'm on the telephone and the operator says, for Spanish, press 1, and for English, press 2, it irritates me because I think that those who come to our country should learn to speak our language. It's easy for many Americans to feel wistful and envious after learning how the Australian government is now dealing with their immigration problems. If we had felt the same way 30 years ago, when political correctness clouded our viewpoint and inhibited us from speaking out about how we run our country, and if we had had more backbone instead of blind approval for diversity, we would be in better national shape now. We were so eager to make the newcomers feel welcome that we didn't see that we were diluting our own unique beliefs. We relinquished our precious standards to accommodate those with different beliefs, and now we are a discontented mess and nobody is truly happy. Listen to the following and wonder, is it too late for us to assert our own American identity? This is called immigration common sense, and it was spoken by Prime Minister John Howard of Australia. Those people of different religions who come to our country were told recently to get out of Australia as the government targeted radicals in a bid to head off potential terror attacks. Immigrants, not Australians, must adapt, take it or leave it. We're tired of this nation worrying about whether we're offending some individual or their culture. Since the terrorists' attack on Bali, we've experienced a surge of patriotism by the majority of Australians. However, the dust from the attacks had hardly settled when the politically correct crowd again complained about the possibility that our patriotism was offending others. We're not against immigration, nor do I hold a grudge against anyone who's seeking a better life by coming to Australia. However, there are a few things that those who have recently come to our country need to understand. This idea of Australia being a multicultural community has served only to dilute our sovereignty and our national identity. As Australians, we have our own culture, our own society, our own language, and our own lifestyle. We speak mainly English, not Spanish, Lebanese, Arabic, Chinese, Japanese, Russian, or any other language. Therefore, if you wish to become part of our society, then learn the language. Most Australians believe in God. If God offends you, then I suggest you consider another part of the world as your new home, because God is part of our culture. We're happy with our culture and have no desire to change, and we really don't care how you did things where you came from. By all means, keep your culture, but do not force it on others. This is our country, our land, and our lifestyle, and we will allow you every opportunity to enjoy all of this. However, once you are done complaining, whining, and griping about our flag, our pledge, our beliefs, or our way of life, I highly encourage you to take advantage of one other great Australian freedom, the right to leave. We didn't force you to come here. You asked to be here. So, KSCO listeners, this gem speaks volumes for the fervent wishes of many, many Americans. I believe maybe it's not too late to take back our country and our own national language and our own civil religious beliefs, and only those willing to abide by them should stay, and the others should leave and go elsewhere. I know this is wishful thinking. Let's take back Christmas and the Ten Commandments and all our other national beliefs. And best of all, let's embrace Almighty God. For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.